You are listening to the Embrace Running Podcast. I'm Mark.
I'm Elena, and this is episode number 179 for October 19th, 2015.
Welcome back to the podcast, where we love to talk about running. The plan for today. What are we doing today? We're going to catch up. We're not going to do our weekend training. We're going to kind of share our weekend race planning, is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah, something a little different this time.
That'll make more sense when we get into it. And a little bit of race news from kind of catching up on that. We're going to talk about some U.S. marathons that are worth the trip. Talk about that briefly. And then we have lots of feedback to catch up on. Does that sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Works for me.
You're along for the ride.
I'm along for the ride.
All right. Let's kind of start with, like I said, we're not going to talk about kind of our week in training because we're basically just coming off the St. George Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, what, a week and a half now?
Yeah.
Wait. Something like that.
No, 2.5 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, my God. Time is flying. Okay.
Or 2 weeks, actually.
I guess I can't use recovery as an excuse anymore. I got
to. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but.
Yeah, but basically, I don't think either one of us have kind of done a ton of running or much running since the St. George Marathon. Kind of definitely taking the advantage, taking the time to recover a bit and take a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you do have a break, it's actually a really good time to start planning more races, especially when you come off a marathon that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And scenic and went well.
Right. So, it's like, what else can we do?
Exactly. So I know I came back from St. George and definitely was already thinking about, you know, the next marathon or what I want to do next year and all that good stuff. So we're going to kind of just run through kind of some of our plans, at least over the next couple of weeks and then the next several months, I guess, is the best way to put it. Including some new stuff we registered for and some stuff that we're not going to do. And
some possibilities and well,
and ask for some help and some other things. So, all right. So let's kind of start with the update. This coming weekend is our next race. We're actually going to be out at Ragnar Napa Valley doing that for the fifth year in a row.
Yeah.
So I guess, I think we might mention kind of legacies, although there's no legacies for Ragnar Napa, but we've done it every year.
But we say that there is.
Yeah. So I'm team captain again for our team for Napa. So I've been super busy along with you trying to coordinate things and get things ready. And it's a lot about, you know, getting your van decorations together and, you know, creating a pace file to predict kind of what's going to happen at the race. What else we've been packing?
Logistics
clothes.
In terms of planning how people are going to get there, meeting places, that sort of thing.
It ends up being quite a bit of work sometimes.
It does.
Just coordinating your van and then being captain adds a little bit more to it. Which is kind of in some ways why I think I've said this is my last Ragnar Napa, just because I've done it. This will be the fifth time.
And
I've run so many miles of it. So I think I'm going to say, at the very least, I'm saying goodbye to the captain role. So I won't dismiss the possibility of running on somebody else's team, but I think this is my last year for being captain. So we'll be out there this coming weekend. If anybody's going to be out there, let us know. We'll look for you. If you want to find us, we're pretty easy to spot at Ragnar Napa because we are team number one.
Mm-hmm.
So just look for the number one bib.
Yep.
Super easy to spot.
Or look for the yellow number one foam finger that one of our teammates will be holding.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you're going to be running with that?
I didn't say running. Okay. I just said holding.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is we're actually in the same van for the first time ever for Napa.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
So probably at the end of spending 32 hours together in the van, one of us may try to kill the other person. We don't know. We'll see how this goes, right?
So you're saying I should watch my back.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're both going to be in van two for this one. So if you're going to be out there, like I said, look for team number one in van two. That's where we'll be. But yeah, looking forward to it. I think we're both super excited. I think our teammates are excited. We got a good mix of returning people and new people on the team this year. So that should be fun. After Ragnar Napa, I think the next thing up is going to be you are doing Ragnar Las Vegas, which you're actually doing that one as an ultra team.
Right.
So Ragnar is typically 12 people to a team, two vans. You're doing it as an ultra, one van, six people. Mm-hmm. You run twice as much.
Yep.
So twice as much fun.
Yeah.
And mileage.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm freaking out a little bit, but not much I can do about it at this point in terms of training, with it being like 3 weeks out.
I think that's done. Well, I mean, you just came off a marathon, so I think
I should be okay.
That's actually really good prep and timed pretty well because you're fully recovered before.
Yeah.
You know.
And then we'll have Vegas this weekend. And
Napa.
I mean, I was staring at the screen. Yeah. We'll have Napa this weekend, and then I think it's 2 weeks later is Vegas, so I should have a weekend in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I admit I'm slightly jealous. Well, I'm jealous of you going to do Ragnar Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not jealous at all of you doing it as an ultra team.
Yeah.
But Vegas is the one that's been on my to-do list for Ragnar for a very long time and just hasn't happened yet, but I don't want to do it as an ultra team. So.
Right. Oh, and I think I get a double medal.
Do you?
Right. Don't they get like Deuces Wild or something?
They used to have that. Do they still
I think
have
they still
that?
Do.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. Now I kind of forgot about that till now.
And so. Now I'm more jealous.
Well, I'll find out if they still have it.
Okay.
When
you let me know.
When I go try to pick it up and see if it's there or not.
Okay. So after that, we're going to be finishing off the year with the Borch Half Marathon. Is that what it's called? I don't even know.
That's what I'm calling it. Okay. I think that's what it's called.
And then the Walnut Creek Half Marathon, which is kind of a local race. So that's kind of how we're finishing off the year. So onto registering for stuff in some ways. We did add another race to our calendar for January of 2016. We signed up for the Hot Chocolate 15K in San Francisco. We're actually going to be doing that one for the third year in a row. So I guess that's a sign that we obviously do like that race.
Wait, that's Legacy.
Is that right? Have they only been around?
I don't know. Or did we miss the first year?
I'm not sure.
Darn, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
So no luck there, but it is a fun race, and we're looking forward to going back and doing it. I think I'm in the same boat as Nap. I think it'll be the last time I go do that race, maybe just because, you know, third time. Maybe it'll be time to walk away and do something else, but I'm kind of looking forward to it in the respect of it's a chance to kind of go test my fitness since, you know, I can see. Because I think I really tried to kind of race it last January. I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but it's a chance to go out there this January and kind of see where my fitness is and see how I'm doing and whether I'm slower than I was at the start of last year or faster or what. So, and you know, 15K, 9-point-something miles.
It's a nice distance.
Yeah. It's a good distance to kind of gauge yourself, I think. So, and then that'll be a month before we do the LA marathon. So, yeah, that'll work out kind of nicely.
Yeah.
Anything else on that one?
There's chocolate.
You're just looking forward to the chocolate again, right? Which is really, really good.
It is really good.
Yeah. All right. On to other things. This kind of goes out to our UK listeners. I guess we're looking for some assistance here. Kind of something super exciting for us and fun. We're actually going to be in London next year. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to be out in London the weekend of March 19th and 20th of 2016. Mm-hmm. So we're not going there for a race. We just happen to be going there.
Right.
But we wouldn't mind, we would actually enjoy the possibility of running a race while we're there. Mm-hmm. So if anybody in the UK knows of a race March 19th, March 20th, that weekend, as close to London as possible.
Yeah, because I think we're going to be limited in terms of transportation.
Yeah, won't have a car. So it'll be a race that we'll somehow have to get to in one way or the other. So the closer it is, the better. So if there happens to be something there that we can do, I think we're going to give that a shot and see if we can do it. If not, we'll just enjoy our trip to London. And then just in general, if anybody has suggestions for our trip to London, let us know in that regard. But
Where to run. That's my request.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're going to run. I'm going to chill. So
where to run alone, apparently.
Good one. And then we had registered for the Livermore Half Marathon next year, which is in March. And we're actually scratching that off the schedule. Not going to be able to make that race just because of timing. So we're scratching that off and won't be there. So I actually got to take that down off the website. We do keep a list on the website. I think I've mentioned every once in a while. If you go to the About section and then upcoming races, we just kind of put our calendar there of where we're going to be. So you can always check out that list for what's going on with us. Next one, Robert actually shot us a message on Twitter. This was, I guess, a couple weeks back now. That registration had opened for the Grandma's Marathon. And he was registering. It was early reg just opened. He was going to do it. He kind of suggested it as a good race for us. Mm-hmm. And as I always say, half joking and half serious, that we're pretty easy to talk into races.
We are.
So it's funny he sent us the message. And I think we were both in the same boat in that. I was like, oh, Grandma's. You know, I'm familiar with Grandma's. You know, it's kind of on my list of races to do someday. Yep. It's in Duluth, Minnesota, in case anybody needs to know.
Other people have recommended it before.
Yeah, yeah, like I've never really heard any bad thing about it. I've heard good things about it. I will admit that offhand, I had no idea what month it was in when he mentioned it. So immediately I'm going to the computer and looking it up and giving this some serious thought. And I think within an hour, I was like, yeah, I'm down for this race. I really want to do it. It's their 40th anniversary. So I think maybe they'll do something special on the metal side. I think you're going to get a track jacket, at least if you're in the early part of the registration period at some point. It's a scenic point-to-point course. So a lot of cool reasons to do it. So we were very gung-ho and ready to kind of register. Immediately went searching for hotels. And that's when things kind of hit a little bit of a snag.
Wow. We basically hit a wall.
With so many hotels basically sold out for the race before. Yeah. I mean, this was on the day the reg opened. So
races in June. I don't know if we mentioned that.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Which one of the reasons that I kind of really wanted to do it too, because it works out because we're doing LA Marathon in February. Mm-hmm. And we're hopefully going to be doing Chicago Marathon in October. So this mm-hmm. kind of just dead
right
center.
In the middle.
Kind of take care of the year. So hotel was a problem. Eventually, I think you, a couple days later, was able to find.
Yeah, I was able to find something.
Close by. So we actually did book a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Booked one that, as we always say, if you're going to book way out, book something that you can cancel without any penalties.
Right.
And then after that, we kind of stopped and we're still kind of thinking and deciding just the plans and looking up, you know, flight costs and it's kind of
logistics.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive to fly into Duluth. So, so we're still figuring it out. Mm-hmm. We're not sure if we're going to do it. We do have a hotel room. We haven't registered yet, but.
But there's a pretty good chance we're going to end up doing Grandma's next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just want to throw that out there, mm-hmm. I guess in the next couple of weeks, we'll figure it out. I think registration goes up soon, but it's one of those where it goes up $10. So that's not necessarily a reason enough to hurry.
Right.
And technically we already have a hotel room. So
right.
I guess it's just, you know, we'd need flights, but
yeah.
So that's a very good possibility for next mm-hmm. year also.
So stay tuned.
And then that would mean our marathons for the year would be LA, Grandma's, and
Chicago.
Hopefully Chicago. And probably for me, that would be it for the year, I think.
Uh-huh. I think that would be it for the year for me in terms of marathons. So,
although I will always throw in CIM as a possibility at the end of the year. So.
Just randomly.
So anything else we want to talk about in races to register? Or I think that was kind of on the list.
I think that's quite a bit.
Yeah. Very, very busy. I was updating, I guess, call me a geek. Call me a dork. I don't know. I do actually keep a list of races that I want to do someday. So I kind of consider it not necessarily a bucket list, but it's one of those things where I almost forget about races, mm-hmm. you know? So unless I kind of have a list to go back to and say, oh yeah, you know, I want to do Flying Pig someday. So I, you know, that's on the list.
Yeah. And I always forget about that one, like off and on.
So it's stuff like
that.
But
I do want to do it.
That I keep a little list. So I was, like I said, coming back from St. George and kind of a good race. It was my motivation to kind of update that list and check on some stuff and look some stuff up. So I was busy with that since St. George. So, all right, let's mention some races from this past weekend. Nike Women's Half Marathon in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there were thousands of people out there running that this weekend. Atlantic City Marathon, Baltimore Running Festival, and something in Detroit. It got cut off the page.
Oh, mine says Detroit. Oh, Detroit. Free Press Marathon's on the next page.
I'm sorry. Rock and Roll Denver, Kansas mm-hmm. City Marathon, Rock and Roll Lisbon in Portugal, and the Melbourne Marathon. Mm-hmm. All right, should we jump into some running news?
Yeah.
Let's talk, I guess, bad stuff first, in a way. This was actually a race that was on that to-do list, my bucket list thing that I'm talking about. I actually did have the Santa Barbara Marathon on there. Santa Barbara, which is in Southern California. It's a race that I think we've talked about going down there and doing mm-hmm. several times over the last few years. They do a marathon, or they did. And they did, or they do a half marathon. Mm-hmm. So news.
And they're doing a marathon relay as well, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we got news that they have decided to cancel the marathon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is a permanent change. I didn't read that specifically, but, or they didn't say that explicitly.
Right.
But no longer doing the full marathon.
Mm-hmm. And or the marathon relay.
Oh, they canceled the relay too?
Well, I guess it's a marathon relay. Yeah, so, I don't think you're going to do the relay if you're not going to do the full marathon.
And this race is in November.
Right. So the announcement came out this past week, which was essentially 3.5 weeks prior to race day. Mm-hmm. So
very short notice mm-hmm. if you're planning to do the marathon.
Yeah. And they're citing cancellation due to a variety of factors, including race production costs and entrant numbers. So my interpretation of that is there just wasn't enough people registered for the full marathon, and mm-hmm. they wanted to focus on the half marathon. Is that your interpretation?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
You know, for races that offer a full marathon and a half marathon, the cost and the logistical, I don't want to say nightmare, that the marathon is compared to a half marathon, it's a big difference. And so if you don't have huge numbers doing the marathon, you know, for a lot of race organizations, it just doesn't, you know, it's just not worth it to continue it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what the numbers are. I guess at some point I'll go back and look at it pure curiosity, but the trend that I've seen are races that are kind of these middle of the road size races, mm-hmm. which is what I'm putting this in that category. You know, you end up with a small amount of people that do the marathon and a huge amount of people that do the half marathon.
Right.
So I think it just becomes a logical step for a lot of races to just abandon the full marathon and just focus on the half marathon. And, you know, that's probably what most people were registering for anyways. It's probably not going to have, you know, canceling the full is not going to have a huge effect on the race in general, with the exception of making it probably a lot easier for the organizer. So
yeah, it all reminds me, it kind of reminds me of like R&R when they've Vegas. Done that with
Denver.
Remember this year was the last year that they did the marathon. Yeah. So
they did that with another race too, I thought.
Yeah, and I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
I think it was Vegas that we said just don't do the full, just do the half.
Yeah, maybe we said that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for people that were registered for the full marathon, they did give you options to transfer your registration. So that's fair.
To the half marathon.
Right.
Yeah.
So fair on their part.
And refunded $20.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Oh, because they're just refunding you the difference.
Right. Yeah. You can transfer to the half marathon and receive 50% off a discount code to the 2016 half marathon. Mm-hmm. I guess instead of being refunded the $20.
Yeah.
You can defer your registration to the 2016 half marathon and also receive a $20 discount code. Or you can request a full refund, although you won't get your active.com processing fees back. Those are non-refundable. And the refund won't be processed until next year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that if you do the refund, you don't get it back until 2016 mm-hmm. for a November race.
Right.
Basically hanging on to it for at least 6-7 weeks.
Yeah.
Or longer, depending on when they do it. But at least in one way or the other, you'll get that chance to downgrade with a refund, or you can just get your money back. So fair of them. But yeah, I guess I'll cross Santa Barbara full marathon off my list, and I guess I'll just make a note to do the half marathon maybe someday.
Mm-hmm.
So, although it's kind of tough because Southern California, I mean, if you want to talk a lot of races, Southern California has a lot of great half marathons and even marathons that draw a lot of people. So yeah. There's a lot of choices down there yeah. in that area. So, which might be part of the problem for this one. All right. We're kind of a little ways from it, but we have to mention the Chicago Marathon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago Marathon. Dina Castro broke the U.S. Masters Marathon record by running in a time of 2:27:47. We had mentioned that she was going to be there trying to do this a couple episodes back.
Mm-hmm.
So she beat the previous record by almost a minute. The previous record was 2:28:40, set by Colleen DeRookers. And Dina placed 7th among women. So that is awesome. You know, I mean, I think everybody expected or predicted that once she became a Masters, you know, in terms of running terms, that she was probably going to be going after and breaking a few records and that's what she's been doing.
Right.
And then, you know, Meb now, you know, added to that. So in terms of the winners of the race, taking the lead at mile 23, Dixon Chumba went on to a 25-second win in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 25 seconds. On the women's side, Florence Kiplagat ran to victory in 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 33 seconds. So I just wanted to mention those. Just on a personal note, just with like all the coverage and seeing everybody post things on Chicago, it was just a tiny little bit of FOMO, you know, just kind of like missing out a little bit. But I think having done St. George the week before, mm-hmm. you know, kind of helped with that too. Like, I just did, you know, great race and had fun there. So it didn't feel quite as left out. That was just a personal note.
No, I definitely had a little FOMO too, but I think the thought of going out there in 2016 kind of like, you know, made me not worry about it. And then, yeah, okay, that looks fun. I'll be there next year, hopefully. So yeah. That's the plan. Yep. I did actually tune in online for some of the coverage of the race from the local news channel there. They just put it all online and catch the live feed. I missed all the elite stuff. So I just kind of got, I guess, I don't know when I tuned in. I mean, it would have been, I guess, hour 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. Kind of us mere mortals, I guess you could say.
us normal folks.
Yeah, so I just kind of put it on the computer and watched that online. And as I always say, when you get these news coverage, the local news media doing coverage of these events live, it always ends up being super corny at some point in time with the interviews and, you know, it always ends up being
some of the guest commentators.
Well, yeah, it usually ends up being the local, you know, somebody from the local news crew out doing interviews on the street and just asking, you know, silly questions, always silly judged by somebody who runs a lot, you know, there's always. I don't know. They always ask some corny and silly questions that you're, you know, in my head, I'm always like, you don't know anything about running. This is hilarious to me. But yeah, it was cool seeing people come across the finish line. So mm-hmm. I did enjoy that. So,
yep.
And actually watching it kind of online and, you know, having run across that finish line before, you know, being super familiar with it, I think it's kind of cool. Like, oh, I ran across that finish line and I know exactly where that is at. And yeah, it was kind of cool. So, all right, let's move on to a dramatic finish at the Victoria Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm up on this one. Tasia Kiplangat was in the lead at the Victoria Marathon when he hit the wall. Boy, did he hit the wall. So I guess about 500 meters to go from the finish line, mm-hmm. He hit the wall and actually collapsed down to his hands and knees.
Yeah.
And then at that point attempted to crawl to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess he got passed at the very, very end on his attempt to crawl to the mm-hmm. finish line. And then they ended up just pulling him, right?
They did. And he ended up crossing the finish line on a stretcher, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's always sad to see. I know he was personally in interviews after the race, he was disappointed. He said he would have much more liked to have been seen, you know, breaking a course record or, you know, mm-hmm. smashing through the tape than
kind of
going down. And
yeah.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. But
yeah, and I guess he was on a course record
pace
at halfway at 106. Some other people, including the person who was in second place that took the lead and won the race, did mention that he was concerned early on that his pace was unsustainable. So mm-hmm. yeah, which proved
was.
To be true.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At least on that day, given those conditions, whatever it may be. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought I had seen one comment, and don't take this as fact, that he did not bring his own drinks for the elite tables.
Oh, interesting.
I think he just took 8 on course. I don't know if that makes a huge difference if you're an elite, and maybe he runs like that all the time, but
yeah,
that could have been a slight factor.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Two races that we've, excuse me as I lose my voice, mentioned, I guess, today already a couple times, LA Marathon and Ragnar Relay.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Partnering up for a new double medal.
Yeah. They announced this past week that they've entered into a partnership. So runners will be eligible for a double medal. Who doesn't like double medals?
Who doesn't like medals, yeah. You know?
That's a good point. Yeah. So runners who run any Ragnar Relay road race in 2015 plus the LA Marathon on February 14th, 2016 are eligible, or those who run the LA Marathon next year on February 14th, 2016, and those who also run Ragnar Relay SoCal, Las Vegas, or Napa Valley in 2016 are eligible for the double medal.
Basically the West Coast ones.
Pretty much, yeah. But if you run any of the Ragnar Relay road races this year, any of them, and then run LA, you're eligible for the double medal. So they haven't released the design of the medal, not that everybody does that anyways,
right?
But I think they said something about having some sort of vote or having some options to vote on the double medal. So it was just pretty sweet, because when I read that, it's like, oh, we're like in. I mean, you know, because we're already signed up for.
We have to do nothing.
Well, we just have to do the races.
Well, I mean, we have to finish the races, but
yeah, but not anything different than what we had already planned.
Exactly.
We have Napa this weekend, and then we're already signed up for LA, which we had planned on anyways. So. Yeah.
So this just works out perfect, which is why I was super excited, because no decision, no extra race to register for, no.
Yeah, you don't have to pay extra. Nothing. There isn't any additional fee or anything like that. We don't have to sign up on, according to what they've released right now, we don't have to sign up some other place saying that we're doing the challenge. It's just, they're going to keep track, and we should be able to pick up the double medal for us after LA, since we're running Ragnar this year.
And I will say that I did think it was an odd partnership.
I agree.
But, yeah.
Not odd bad, odd.
Not odd bad, just it's kind of weird. I mean, when you think of double medal team ups, and it's just kind of a strange one, you know. I know I was talking about Southern California races, and there's so many down there, and there's quite a few different ways you can get double and triple medals in Southern California with some of those races kind of hooking up, like Surf City, and I think it's Long Beach, and there's some other ones that team up for some double medal stuff. But Ragnar and LA Marathon just seemed like an odd marriage to do a double medal. But Ragnar does have those three West Coast races, so might make some sense.
So if Ragnar wants to team up with Grandma's Marathon for next year,
right.
That'd be nice. Like, so if we could run any Ragnar Relay Road race for 2015 and Grandma's, you know, just saying, if you're looking for other partnerships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. I'm going to mention an article that was on CNN.com, which I totally don't recommend anybody go to CNN.com for running news or information, but for some reason it ended up being there.
But you did, or you just went to CNN for other reasons and saw it?
I have no idea. I think it came in one of my feeds somehow. It's actually on their travel
section.
So the topic just happened to be 7 U.S. marathons worth the trip. And the reason I'm actually bringing it up was just because of the 7th marathon on the list, but I'll get to that obviously at the end. So we're just going to run through these real quick, because we've kind of mentioned these probably in some form or fashion in one point or another.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm just going to read these off. 7 U.S. marathons worth the trip. Number 1, Honolulu Marathon, which no surprise there. Anything in Hawaii Mm-hmm. Obviously, probably worth the trip, I think.
Yeah.
Honolulu, big race, lots of people, no time limits.
No time limits. One of the largest marathons in the country, over 30,000 participants. Yep. But yeah, the no cutoff time I know is huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Next one, national marathon to finish breast cancer. So that's 26.2 with Donna.
Mm-hmm. This is in Florida.
In Florida. Another good one. Can't complain with going out to Florida. It's a very popular race, which is does a lot of good, but I know a lot of people love to go out and run that race. Next one on the list, Big Sur International Marathon, which we've talked about at length and is absolutely a very scenic course to do, and California's mm-hmm. a great place to come visit. So that's why that makes the list. St. Jude Rock and Roll Nashville Marathon.
Also in April.
In Tennessee, which I actually know very little about the race, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a lot of people, Nashville would be a great place to go and visit.
Yeah, a lot of live music throughout the course. I mean, it is rock and roll. They also, it's a major fundraising effort for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So,
yeah. Next one on the list, Anchorage Mayor's Marathon and Half Marathon in Anchorage, Alaska. Since you're throwing out months, that's in June.
I was about to say it. Okay. I was ready.
But yeah, I don't know much about that one either, but I would definitely, I love Alaska. So the thought of going there and running a race
mm-hmm.
Seems like a very fun idea to me personally.
Yeah, this is like my Alaska marathon on my list.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like if you're chasing 50 states or something.
Right. This would be the one I want to do. So it's apparently you can see 6 mountain ranges from town on a clear day, including the nation's highest peak. And it's held on the Saturday closest to the summer solstice. So the run starts at 7:30 a.m., which is more than 3 hours after sunrise, and ends well before an 11:43 p.m. sunset.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy.
Last two on the list, for obvious reasons, we're kind of mentioning these. Bank of America Chicago Marathon, which obviously we talked about at length.
It's in October.
Good job. Good job. Chicago, great big city marathon. You mm-hmm. know, what is it? This is 45,000 plus participants. I thought Chicago was at 38,000, but what do I know?
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I definitely actually, when I went to Chicago, I very much enjoyed visiting Chicago and the mm-hmm. museums, and everything down there was a lot of fun and really easy to get around. So I think that makes it a great place to go and visit.
Great food.
Yeah. Got to get the deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago popcorn.
Yeah. Make a visit to Second City down there.
Mm-hmm.
Worth the trip. And then the last one on the list, which is kind of the reason that this caught my eye, was the St. George Marathon, which mm-hmm. we just obviously on the last episode did our race recap of. So yep.
In October.
right on top of the dates yep. again. So obviously for all the reasons that we talked about in the last episode, as they say, quote, the scenery is stunning and the small town friendliness makes this a very special race. So I'd agree with all that. And I think we got that across in the last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting list. Not one that I would expect to see from CNN, but I think it's a pretty good list.
Must be reposted from someplace else. But yeah, nothing too surprising on the list. Like I said, Big Sur is kind of known for making the trip in Chicago. And I was actually just surprised to see St. George actually make the list of 7 on here. So I thought that was pretty cool, just considering yeah. we just did the race. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we jump into some feedback? We have a lot of feedback mm-hmm. to get into.
So get comfortable, guys.
Got a lot of catching up to do. We're going to try to get to a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. And listen up.
Message received.
Oh, I ruined it.
Okay.
I was saying listen out for your name. Sorry. That's never happened before.
I know.
My apologies. I ruined it. So we heard from Alan, who was enjoying one of the episodes on a pre-dawn run, and was embarrassed when he heard the running faux pas list, when he looked down and saw he was actually running in dark gray and black and had forgotten his reflective gear. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of funny.
Right. Busted.
Right. But I'm sure you checked every time after that to make sure you had something reflective or bright colored or light colored.
Hopefully you did. Yeah. Hopefully it serves as a reminder and you'll be a little bit safer and more visible out there, I guess.
Yeah. Going along with one of the races we talked about earlier, Chicago, Diego was giving us an update on running Chicago. He listened to our latest episode while he was actually waiting in his corral for the marathon. And he said it was a good start to it. He said marathon went well. Bottom line, he says he finished, which I think this is his first marathon. So I think that should be the bottom line for exactly. anybody's first marathon. He's proud of himself for doing so. He did start a bit fast. Who doesn't? Especially for first
I think Chicago's a really easy race to start fast yeah. just because it is flat. And for the start of a marathon,
mm-hmm.
there's actually a lot of people out there on the streets.
Yes.
So,
right.
You know, considering it's early in the morning, you know, it's a lot of people. So.
He said starting out fast did make the last few miles extremely tough, especially since towards his finish time it was getting warm, probably about 75 degrees. So it was a great experience, still a bit sore about 2 days later, But he's guessing it'll take a couple more days before he feels completely normal again. And even with that, he was already starting to think of what his next goal was. So
of course you. Yeah. Of course you did. Yeah. No, definitely. Congrats on Chicago.
Yeah. Heard from Andy, who's been listening to the podcast for a year or two, all the way in Kentucky. Now that he's preparing for his first half, the run the Bluegrass, he's going back and listening from the beginning. He said the episodes have already helped him get through some of the tougher runs, and they help him focus on something else than how the run is going. So telling us to keep it up and thanking us for doing what we do.
And hopefully you don't get sick of us.
Right. Exactly. Heard from Chris, who ran the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon. So many people are running races. It's just like marathon season. It's awesome. So,
well, I always say October, this time of year, is, I think, the busiest time of year, just in general, for running, because there's so many, you know, big marathons that gets busy.
Yeah. So he ran the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and shared picture of his medal. States that there's actually two people who have run it all 35 years. That's awesome. We should start our own. We were talking about actually legacy runners, right? That just came up. We should start a race, and then we could be legacy runners every year.
Well,
I guess if you're starting a race and directing a race, you're not going to be a legacy runner. So.
Well, hopefully if you're putting the race together, you probably shouldn't be running.
Yeah, good point.
At least not the first year.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, no, definitely started our conversation earlier today about, you know, I was just saying, you know, I'm probably never ever going to be a legacy runner for any race, just because right now the only race that I can think of that I've done every single one is Ragnar Napa, which, you know, Ragnar doesn't recognize legacies. It's kind of an oddball one to recognize legacy runner. So I'll probably never get that chance, but it's one of those things that is super cool for those people that, you know, already today have 20 years, 30 years, 35 years. It's just super cool.
It's like, so we see it like at CIM.
Yep.
You know, there's always like 8 to 10 people, I think. Yeah. That do it every year. Yep. So Chris is now going to be doing the Fleet Feet Brew City Marathon Challenge. Basically need to run the Milwaukee Lakefront, which he did, and then Milwaukee Running Festival at the end of this month. And it's free to enter the challenge, aside from, you know, race registration for both races. Mm-hmm. You get a challenge shirt and a medal. So this is a pretty cool challenge that Fleet Feet in Milwaukee actually decided to do when the two fall races were announced. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard from Paul, who got his first wooden medal at the Broke Man's Half Marathon in Columbus. He shared a picture. He said, it's a fun race, mostly on bike paths, very little core support, but the cost of $15 definitely will help him do it again.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Can't $15
for half a marathon. Definitely. And
I'm usually anti-wood on the medals, but it's a really good looking medal.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. We have it up, I think, on our...
Yeah, it's on the website. I'm actually just pulled it up right now because I wanted to look at it again. So,
heard from at Miles for Mia, who is now a professional runner. So we need to add to the list. Found a nickel on his run.
Big time
money.
Shared
a picture of the winnings. Yep. Hey, 5 cents more than I've found. I still haven't found
any
money.
You're still at zero, huh?
I'm still at zero. Okay. So somebody like drop some money and then tell me to go run over there.
I was just about to say, maybe I'll go out, you know, before you on some run sometime when I know where you're going, and just, you know, I'll throw out a nickel.
Like a dollar?
A dollar?
Aw, a nickel?
Yeah.
Silver dollar? No. Okay. Heard from Catherine, who ran the Tartan Twosome at the Maritime Race weekend last month. 5K on Friday and 10K on Saturday. Shared pictures of all three medals plus an extra medal she earned for winning her age group in the 5K. Heard from Emmanuel, who's giving us a quick report on R&R Brooklyn. This was his first big race and the first time seeing elites running. He said they were awesome. He was at mile 5 and they were already at mile 10. Yeah, been there.
That's
for
how
sure.
It goes.
Yeah. You just can't believe, like, oh my gosh, they're almost done. He said it was an awesome race. He had a great time. He's already signed up for next year's race, shared a picture of the medal. And then he also ran the Yonkers Half Marathon a week later, which is the second oldest marathon in the world, or excuse me, second oldest half marathon in the world, he said, or so they claim. We haven't fact checked this. So,
no.
Yeah. Overall, had a good time, but he enjoyed the Sleepy Hollow's 10K the day before much more. He said they didn't have a finisher's medal, but the atmosphere and the scenic route were amazing, letting us know we rock. Woohoo, his words. And we have been his training buddies all year long.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when you hear stories of, you know, oh, I did this bigger race and it was all right, but it was this, I'm assuming it's a smaller, you know, maybe a more local, you know, smaller distance for sure race that ends up being kind of your favorite.
So right.
It's always cool to have those types of races.
Yeah. Heard from Libby, who also ran the Chicago Marathon. She said it didn't go quite as planned. She said her watch's pace setting was all messed up, so it never really got fixed. I mean, that's going to definitely throw off your...
That's just
your race.
That's just annoying.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot like distracting too, because you keep trying to check it or fix it or something. So she was kind of hard to pace, you know, herself for just based on feel for 26.2 miles, feeling like she needs a redo. She said there'll definitely be another marathon. Chicago, she said, is a great city. She thought the race was great. not as good as New York City, but still a great race. She could definitely see herself doing Chicago again, but maybe not for a while. There's just so many others that she wants to run. So,
yeah, and I think most people would probably that have done both. We haven't, but that have done New York and Chicago. I think most people would put New York just above Chicago, but I still say Chicago is a great race. So,
yeah. And then we'll have to report back when we, whenever we do New York.
Yeah, New York's just, it's a tougher race in some ways. So.
Yeah, yeah.
To get into, and so many more people, and such a long wait to start, and further to go if you're
I always hear
California.
That from people who've done Chicago. You're going to wait a long time, you know, like beforehand.
For Chicago or New York?
I mean, sorry, New York. Yeah, New Did York. I say Chicago?
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant New York.
Yeah, New York's the long wait to get going.
Yeah. So I heard from Alan, who enjoyed our last episode about the St. George Marathon. He says it's like a, sounds like a race that truly cares about runners, which that was our take on it too.
Fair description.
He said, interestingly, he had not heard of St. George, Utah before listening to that episode, but the same day that he listened, he got home from his morning run, went to play in a softball league. He saw a friend whose wife plays with them and on a team that also plays all over the U.S. and asked where she was, and she was actually playing in a tournament in St. George, Utah.
And so, he said, I know exactly where that is.
Exactly, yeah. So glad we could help. Heard from Catherine, who looked up Ragnar Tahoe, watched the video. She says it looked like a beautiful country to run. She's getting excited for her first half marathon on Prince Edward Island. She did a 15K a couple of weeks ago, went very well, managed to pace herself, lay down some negative splits. That's a win to me. Mm-hmm. Survived to the end. She said, hoping this one won't kill her either. And in other news, she said three race directors in her area got together and had a contest to win free entries to all three races by just posting their ad on Facebook. Easy enough to do. And guess who won? She did. That's
so
awesome.
Going to be busy.
Yeah. So she'll be running Johnny Miles Half in Nova Scotia, the Maritime Race Weekend in Nova Scotia, and the Valley Harvest. Yes. Which she said if she's up to it, she's going to do the marathon. But she's giving herself the option to do the half.
Okay.
Yeah. Heard from Peter, who is thanking us for info on shoekicker.com, which we mentioned a couple episodes back. He was actually able to save $50 on a new pair of Mizunos.
Yeah, good deal. And we actually also heard from a few other people that actually have gotten some use out of Shoe Kicker. So.
Yeah, so I think that's awesome. Heard from Derek, who shared his latest medal, which he said is probably his last race of the year, the Fargo Mini Marathon, which is half marathon. Didn't PR, but he was only 3 minutes off of his PR, which he's happy with since he's been missing some training because of a foot injury. So I guess time to recover, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, last race of the year, foot injury.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
To kind of take it easy and take some time off.
Heal up for next year.
Going into the holidays, I always say.
Mm-hmm. Heard from Casey, who ran the Big Loser Half Marathon today in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and had a lot of fun. There was a chilly 30 degrees at the start line, which caused her to overdress. But other than having to carry her coat with her the whole race, everything went well. It was a flat course. It went along the Chippewa River. The fall leaves were also at peak, so she was able to see all of the pretty colors. So the only thing she didn't like was the huge hill at mile 12.5. Even though she knew it was coming, it still was awful. But she had a great time. And she was actually one of our winners for the Biggest Loser Run Walk Series race giveaway that we did earlier this year. So glad that you enjoyed your race, Casey.
Yeah, big hills will kick you in the butt, especially when they're so late in the race. You know?
Even That's if tough. You know they're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they still kick your butt. So yeah, I think we're caught up now our feedback.
Okay, cool. So I think that's going to do it. Like I said, this coming weekend, we'll be out at Ragnar Napa Valley. I'm sure we'll be posting some pictures on social media. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I will probably post, you know, the race starts Friday morning, goes till Saturday afternoon. I will probably post a lot of pictures on Friday morning. And then as the race goes on, I get tired and busy and hectic, and I tend to fade off until the very, very end. But I'll probably have a bunch of pictures on early, so...
So a bunch Friday and then like a finish line photo.
Yeah. You'll
or,
just see me
or a post race photo. Yeah.
So yeah. So on the next episode, we'll talk a little bit about Napa, but it'll be really short and quick just because we've talked about it several other times. So we'll just kind of mention what's new and what's different and maybe if we had any ups or downs, but it'll be brief. But
and see if we both survived being in the same van.
That's right. We'll see.
If there's only one of us back, then you know what happened.
If there's a new co-host, you know something went awry. Right. So. All right. That's going to do it.
The website for the podcast is embracerunning.com. You could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/embracerunning. Send us any comments, questions, or feedback at feedback@embracerunning.com or leave us a voicemail at 925-400-7223. If you enjoy the show, give us a review on iTunes. So until next time, embrace running.